Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I got another banger solo episode for you today, so it's just you and I. I'm going to do my absolute best to sound like I'm not dying here. I am recovering from these horrible allergies that are going around. Goddamn LA winds in October are horrible. Let me just tell you. So I'm going to do my absolute best not to sound like I'm dying on you guys. But yeah, I'm going to cover a whole bunch of shit on this show today. I'm going to go over more and more emails. I got a shitload of them coming in. Please keep them coming. I love every single one of them. I'm going to do my absolute best to read every single one of them. There's a good majority of them are along the lines of the same topic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to lump at least 20 together that are on the same topic and kill 20 birds with one stone. But my first email that I'm going to go to, the huge topic here, was ritualistic magic, witchcraft, spells, magic, that sort of thing. Do I believe in it? Yes, 100%. I've mentioned this over and over again. I've always been a psychic medium. I was born this way. Don't know any other way but this. As I started to get older, when I was 17, 18, I started to get more and more curious with spells and wanted to know more about it. My dad had made comments about my grandmother, which is his mother, being a witch and having the ability to cast spells and do shit like that. I have a arm's length relationship with my grandmother. That is my dad's mother. She's still alive. She is, I guess because we're similar in a lot of ways here, she's always wearing sunglasses, even in the house. She wants no one to see her eyes. She definitely feels like that's a form of power when people are able to look into your eyes and get shit off of you. So she does not give away her power. She's one of those people that definitely plays close to the chest when it comes to her and what it is that she does. I've never witnessed any type of magic that she was doing. Again, I've heard all about it. She has mentioned a couple things to me, but again, I don't have a really, really strong relationship with her. I would like to, but we're just cut from two different cloths. She, again, is very serious, very no bullshit, no playing, and it's very hard to relate to somebody like that, because you never know when they're going to snap or when enough is going to be enough for them. And yes, I'm psychic. Yes, I can tap into that there, but I don't want to have to do that bullshit. If I'm going to talk to somebody, I want to talk to somebody on a more down-to-earth, relatable type of level where I know what I'm getting, you know what you're getting here, and there's no guessing, no bullshit going on. Can't do relationships like that. But anyways, back to spells. So all through my childhood, it was known that my grandmother would do them. My uncle would do a couple of them. My dad and I really stayed away from that kind of shit. But again, I got curious around 17, 18, 19, around that time frame there. After I stopped doing phone sex, I decided to go get a real job, one that didn't require me to suck dick for 8 hours a day. I decided to go do more customer service on a more legit type of level for AT&T. This was back in like 94, 95. And met a lot of interesting people there. And when you go work for these type of call centers, it's incoming calls, it's all day long, one right after the other. And sometimes there's slow days and people bring magazines, games to fuck with. Back then you couldn't bring your laptop or, you know, your iPhone or anything like that. It was total old school. So people brought in books, actual books that you could read. And I remember one girl sitting across from me brought in a spell book, and it was like a Wicca type of white magic spell book or some bullshit. I don't remember. So I sat there and I was curious. I was like, oh my God, I kind of want to take a look at that. So I made my way toward her, introduced myself to her, and asked if I could read that book that she had. And she said, yeah. She let me read it. And I was fascinated by it. I was like, wow, all these little ingredients, you mix them all up, put them in a bowl, and you can do shit. Like you can cast spells on people, make people fall in love with you, do glamour spells, you know, beautify your appearance, attract, you know, opportunity towards you. Just a whole bunch of shit in this book, and I was blown away by it. She had asked me if I ever had a reading by someone that practices magic, and she asked if I knew what Santeria was, and I was like, nope, didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was about. And she asked that I go with her one day to go visit her aunt that practiced Santeria. This was in San Fernando. I was totally hip to the game. I was like, all right, let's go. So one day after work, we ended up going to her aunt's house. And I smelled sage. I smelled different types of incense there. There was like 20 different candles burning there. And it was kind of trippy to go in there. And she asked that I sit down. She read the tarot cards to me, gave me a quick reading. Couldn't understand a word that she was saying. She spoke in Spanish. Yes, I'm half Mexican, but I don't speak Spanish. I understand it. She asked that I come back to do a spell with her. She said that she can bring an old love back to me. And during this time, I had gone through a horrible breakup. I was dating somebody for a long, long time, almost close to 5 years. We had a huge breakup. I wanted this person back. And the thought of doing a spell to have this person come back to me was intriguing, to say the least. I was like, okay, can this really work? And she gave me all types of examples of spells that she had put together and that had worked for other people, you know, ran her client list down to me and said that it really does work. So I said, okay. So I ended up coming back. She brought me down to her makeshift type basement in her house there, and it totally blew my mind going down there. The smells were insane there. It was hot as fuck. There was so many candles being burned and all these like religious statues, like of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, like this thing that looked like a rock that had shells on it, but it's like it's a representation of a deity. I don't know if I'm saying that right, of the Santa Maria magic. So I was looking at all this stuff and I was tripping the fuck out. I could definitely feel the energy there. I felt more along the lines of being in a different realm. I wasn't being warned to not do anything or to be scared or to be on guard there. My guides kept telling me, watch what happens, watch what happens. And so the lady came down. She asked if I was ready. She did like a cleansing and she told me in Spanish it was called a limpia, which means clean, to clean. So she had me dressed in all white. I forgot to mention that. I dressed in, ugh, I hate the color white. Don't own anything white whatsoever. Like an asshole, I had to go down to fucking, back then it was called Miller's Outpost, Anchor Blue. That was a store to go buy jeans at. And I went and bought a pair of white Levi's and went to JCPenney and bought a package of white t-shirts and also bought a pair of white Nikes to be dressed in all white. I look like fucking milk walking down the street. But anyways, I get to her house. The bitch could have told me to wear anything but white. The cleansing that she did was so fucking intense. By the time I was done with it and I looked at what I was wearing, I looked like I was mugged in Harlem. My clothes were completely fucked up. I was dirty. She ended up spitting like rum on me. She smoked a cigar, blew the smoke at me. She also reversed the cigar in her mouth and blew it out a different way at the other end, cleansed me. And then she had like these plants that she would... That were like on these types of vines or some shit, and she rubbed them across me and totally cleansed me and said that we were now ready to do the spells together. So I asked, what spell are we going to be doing? And she had said that we were going to be doing a return lover spell. So I was like, all right, let's do this. She also asked that I bring an article of clothing from that person. And as I was doing this, I was watching what she was doing, and she had was telling me to do all these like meditation type techniques, to put my hands over the article of clothing that I had brought in and to really, really focus on it. She said that I was very powerful and that I can make this stuff happen. And I was definitely feeling that energy. I was like, okay, was done with the spell. Didn't feel anything. Didn't feel like, you know, like it worked, or I just didn't know how to feel at that time. Ended up going home. My guides kept replaying the spell casting to me. They were showing me all the techniques that she was doing, and just her, I can remember her watching me as I'm meditating on stuff and as I'm getting ready to do these spells, and I kept wondering why they were bringing that back to me. And I had asked them straight out. I was like, I'm not getting it. I'm not making the connection. What is going on? And they had said, this was an example for you to see how this is done here. A lot of people claim to be able to do this type of work, but don't really know how to do it. And they're not really doing anything but taking people's money and providing false hope to them. And I asked, well, why did you let me go through with it if it was fake here? And they had mentioned to me, and again, it sounds like I'm gassing myself up. I'm trying to make myself bigger than what I am here, but I'm really not. They had said that I have the actual ability to do that, and that she knew that, and she wanted me to work with her and to help energize her spells in not so many words, but more along the lines of that type of shit, that she wanted to utilize some of my ability there to make her spells work. I saw her a couple more times after that. I didn't strike up a really, really good friendship with her. Just, you know, wanted to get more insight as to, you know, what the Santa Maria shit was and what it is that I was doing and how it all worked there. And I got a good glimpse of it. Ended up going home and just really sitting in my room and focusing on doing spells for myself. I know that I mentioned to you on the first episode that I wanted to bring my cousin on the show here because her and I have a shitload of stories to talk about when it comes to ritualistic magic, ghosts, and all the above. So I had asked her, I said, you know, I'm really, really getting into the spell work here, and I think I can kind of do it on my own here without having to utilize a book here. I'm just going to go by what it is that I feel that I should be doing and what type of ingredients I should be putting in towards a spell. And she was totally down with it. She said, let me help out or whatever. I said, fine. we ended up, it was a spell for her. She was, I don't want to give too much information because I don't want her to kick my fucking teeth in, but she was dating somebody at the time that was just bad news. This guy to us was cool. We, you know, he was the, you know, the first one to be, you know, to have like the dropped champagne colored Honda Accord, you know, with the shaved handles, dressed nice, fucking always had money, was always, you know, taking us to cool parties and shit. So I dug him. He was a Taurus, very arm's length with each other, but we were really, really close as far as like friends. We actually ended up being better friends than him and her, but he was a fucking cocksucker. His temper, his manipulative ways were just horrible. This guy literally would have you believe that it was raining outside when it was 100 degrees outside, clear as fuck, blue skies. He would really, really try to make you think that it was raining. He was that kind of person. We used him as our guinea pig for the spell. I had asked her, you know, what is it that you want to do here? What type of spell? And she said, I want him to be in love with me so much that he can't think of anybody else but me. And I was like, that's kind of fucking hardcore. And my gut kind of sunk a little bit. I was like, I just kind of have a feeling that that's like a bad spell here. I don't know if we should be doing that type of spell here. I just feel like, what you know, what are the consequences? And nobody ever told me about, you know, the power of 10, you know, of 3 times 3, you know, what, you know, you whatever you put out comes back to you times 3 or times 10. I never knew anything about that shit. I just, from a psychic point of view and for being who I am, I just knew that it was going to bring back some negative shit. And she said, I don't give a shit. I'm prepared for it. I don't give a fuck. Went to the beach. Back then, I had a real connection with the beach, too. And that's where we actually did the spell. We dressed everything there. We got it all together. And then we ended up coming back and doing the spell in her room. But we literally put a lot of energy into what we had, our supplies at the beach there. Brought it back after it was all charged up. Decided to do the chants. Put all the ingredients together and do the spell. This fucking shit worked, you guys. When I say it worked hardcore. And I'm not talking in about 2 weeks, 2 days here. It was like almost immediately. I'm going to say within like 6 hours. The relationship was really good for a while. They were pleased as punch with each other, inseparable. They were fucking like rabbits all the time. To me, it seemed good. But I knew in the back of my mind that it was temporary. And a lot of people would say, well, you probably put that intention out there, you know, because you were so scared. No, I just knew there was consequences to this shit. So, you know, I let them have their fun. And meanwhile, while I saw her spell growing and it, you know, taking shape and form here, I decided I wanted to do one for myself, but I wanted to do one more along the lines of like attraction, like attracting opportunity toward me, attracting dick toward me, attracting men, just, you know, making myself a little bit more attractive and more magnetic to people. So I did the spell. That one was fucking intense too, because again, this didn't take 2 or 3 days. This was like almost immediate. I obviously I didn't fucking, you know, wake up 3 hours later and I'm a blonde bombshell, fucking hot as fuck here. But I started feeling really good. Really good, like real confident. I noticed that I was losing a whole bunch of weight there. I was digging the way that I was looking. I was, you know, definitely feeling myself back then and just felt unstoppable. Not like how I am now, like whenever there was a mirror, my ass was fucking looking into it. I was feeling myself enjoying that type of energy. And to me, the big question, did you feel like something was off? Yes, I did. I knew that it was going to be temporary, but I didn't feel like it was going to be as negative as a negative blowback as it would be for my cousin with her spell. But I knew that there was going to be something there. So fast forward here. My cousin and I, another cousin of mine, who's from my dad's side, the cousin that I did the spell with is from my mother's side. My other cousin, who's also very intuitive from my dad's side, her and I ended up hanging out. We hung out a lot growing up together, like religiously. That was my fucking, when you think of Thelma and Louise, that was us. Thelma and Louise, we were inseparable. We ended up just, I'll get into this in another episode, but I was very sexual between the ages of like 16 to 22. When I mean sexual, I'm talking like I was just, again, feeling myself. I was fucking everything in sight. We would sneak into different clubs there and party our brains out, like hook up with different people. One time, I know it's disgusting, but there used to be an old gay movie theater across from the Pleasure Chest on Santa Monica Boulevard. And we spent a couple of nights there hanging out, doing blow inside the movie theater, just watching porn and getting fucked up, you know, just waiting for the time to pass before it was time to go to, you know, the next club or figure out who we were going to mess around with that night. We were so fucked up on coke and we, you know, had been drinking. We both were feeling like shit. And I was like, let's go upstairs and put water in our face. I feel something's off here. she started feeling the same way. She said, yeah, I feel like there's something wrong. We go upstairs, I piss, I splash water in my face. She's doing the same thing, but then I hear her call my name and I'm like, what? She's like, she sounds panicked. I'm like, what's the matter? And she goes, oh my God, I saw your cousin's face in the mirror when I was washing my face off. And I was like, what do you mean? She's all, something's wrong here. Something happened. I just saw her face in the mirror. We didn't have cell phones back then. We had pagers. And right after she said that, like 2 seconds afterward, I shit you not, my pager went off and it was my cousin crying and saying, how fast can I get over there? Something happened between her and her boyfriend. She'll explain when I get there. We hauled ass. We left Santa Monica, hauled ass all the way into the valley, got there like in 10 minutes. That's how fast I was driving. Go to my cousin's house and her face is black and blue. There's fucking hand marks around her fucking neck. She's like crying her fucking brains out. I look on the floor. Her boyfriend, the one that we did the spell on, is curled up in a ball on the floor, crying. As I mentioned earlier, this guy was somebody that I looked up to. When I say badass, he was literally a badass. He always had money, always was like really suave and really like player type, you know, like boss, pimp, boss type of fucking mentality. Always had good shit. This motherfucker was curled up on the floor, crying like a fucking baby, begging me to get her the fuck out of the house, that he doesn't know what's wrong with her, that he wants her out, that she's evil. She, again, her ass is beat. She looks like fucking stir-fried shit. I'm looking at her because I want to see what thing I get off her. I'm like, oh my God, please don't tell me she's possessed. She wasn't possessed, didn't feel that type of energy. But as I was watching her, looking at him on the floor, curled up in a ball, she was talking shit. She was like, you pussy, you weak motherfucker, get up, you make me sick. And I was like, shut up, like what are you doing? Like this is enough. Like, this is the end of it. This is the blowback that I was telling you about. Let's get the fuck out of here, no more. So got her things, got her the fuck out of there, ended up going back to my grandmother's house where she used to live, and just kind of, you know, putting her away for a little bit. Make a long story short, that was the last time that she ever did a spell on anybody. That was the last time that I decided that I was going to do a spell or help somebody do a spell that would hurt somebody because of the negativity of it. We actually had to go back and do a release spell. I felt like it was necessary to do it. I wanted no ties to it. I wanted it to be clean and done and over with there. So I asked that she retract it and do some sort of release type of spell. She did that. She felt better with it. They ended up getting back together for a short time. Didn't work out, obviously. So that is my introduction to ritualistic magic here. So after that was all said and done, I decided that I was going to start doing love spells or attraction spells for people. So I was heavy into it. I bought all the oils, I bought all the herbs, all the stuff that I needed to do these spells with, and really, really got into it so much that I was actually writing little attraction spells for people and giving them away as gifts here. Was heavy, heavy into it. At this time, I was dating somebody else who was living with me at the time. Something was off that night. I felt like I was being followed. I'll get into shadow people in a second or on another episode, but sometimes I feel like there's shadows following me around. I could feel somebody tapping into my energy and tapping into my mind, trying to figure out, you know, what's going on there, who I am. There's just some sort of opening that comes into play here. And that night was one of those nights here where I was like, what the fuck? I just feel like something's off. I don't feel right. I ended up going home. Didn't mess with the spells. Ended up spending the night with my boyfriend that night and really, you know, having a good time and just, you know, doing us. And it was about maybe 1 or 2 in the morning and I woke up immediately. I felt something was in the bedroom and I was panning the room. I was looking around, just kind of feel what was going on here. I didn't see anything with my normal eyes. And so I decided to tap in with my intuition. And I felt like there was somebody standing behind the door. The door was closed. So if the door was open, it would have been standing behind the wall and the door. So that's where it was standing at. And I could hear it breathing. And it sounded like this. Like something panting. And my boyfriend was sleeping right next to me, and I like nudged him ever so gently and ever so slightly without making a subtle move or being so fucking noticeable. And I was hoping to God this motherfucker didn't wake up and be like, what? What's going on? All stupid. I was just nudging him, and I was like, hey, wake up, wake up. And he was like, what's the matter? And I was like, there's something in the room. And he was like, what? And I was like, there's something in the room. It's over there by the door. Listen, you could hear it breathing. And he said he couldn't hear it. I could hear it. All of a sudden, the wall cracked. Like if somebody pressed up against it, where it was standing, the wall cracked. And then he heard that. He was like, oh, fuck. right after that happened, I shit you not, I am not lying, I'm not making this up, we heard this thing shuffle its feet across the carpet towards my bed really, really fast. You can hear the carpet, the shuffling of the carpet, the sound, the scraping of feet hitting the carpet all the way up to the bed. That fucking thing was so big that when it hit the bed, it pushed the bed up against the wall a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, is it going to jump on the fucking bed? What the fuck? As quick as that happened, it's as quick as it went away. And we just looked at each other and we were fucking scared. He's like, what the fuck was that? I was like, I don't know. I said, but this spell shit is over. I am done with this. I think this is opening the door to something else here. And I think that I needed to experience it for what it was here. But this is not my realm. This is not my forte. This is not what I should be doing. I asked my guides to give me a sign that night if that's really what the intention was and whether or not that was true. I had a dream. Okay, so during this time, I was practicing Santeria. I was mixing Santeria in with my own belief system and doing my own spells. I'm not working off of anybody else's books there. I just don't believe in that. I'm sure people need that to kind of map out what it is they need to do there. I don't. I like to write my own spells. I like to do everything on my own there without following somebody else's ingredients or path there. That's just how I get down. Nothing against those that do. If you need that, good for you. Just not for me. So that night I ended up falling asleep and I had this crazy ass dream that I was at a botanica. When I say botanica, I'm not talking about like a plant store. I'm talking about a real Latin botanica. They're like a metaphysical shop. They sell like religious supplies, stuff for spells, candles, sage, incense, all that good stuff there. It's more for ritualistic type stuff for those that practice Santeria, like, you know, voodoo and things like that. You can find places like this like all over the valley. I know there's a lot of them in Pacoima where I grew up at and also like in San Fernando. So in this dream, I'm at one of those botanicas, and there's this black guy that's working the counter, and he's just looking at me when I walk in there, and I'm getting all my supplies, and he's like, oh, you know what you're doing, and I was like, yeah, and in the dream, I felt hesitant to talk to him. I was like, this is a test here, so I just kind of made small talk with him, and I was like, I'm going to need this, that, whatever, blah, 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 and he said, oh, you practice Santeria, and I said, yes, and he goes, you know, that is something that's beneath you. You should practice. And I don't remember the name. I just know it was like Macumba or something like that. It's something similar to that. I don't remember the exact name. And when he said that, the eyes of the Jesus statue that was behind him lit up and the eyes were red. And he said, that's the next step for you. And he started laughing. And I woke up immediately. I was like, what the fuck? Ended up calling a friend to ask what this type of magic was or what the person was referring to. And again, I don't know if I got the name right, whether it's Macumba or something along those lines. Or I know it sounds like it's made up, but that's what I heard. I told my friend and she was like, no, that is black magic. That is like getting into the depths of like more of along the lines of black magic, incorporating Satan or demons into your type of ritual there. Scared the fuck out of me. I was like, now people are tapping in, trying to get me to go to that side there. I mentioned my demon, my own personal demon that I have dwelling inside of me on a different podcast. I'm going to touch on him on this podcast here, but very lightly today. I felt like my demon, the one that I suppress inside of me, the one that, you know, that bailed me out of bullshit growing up here, I felt like that would entice him and want to bring him out a little bit more. That's not what I was doing there. I did not want to uncage that fucker. I did not want to get myself into something that I couldn't get myself out of. So I immediately stopped doing it. Yes, I got scared. Yes, it was too much for me. My guides were like, you needed to witness this. People were going to ask about it. So you've got your good taste of it. No more. I'm like, okay. Got rid of all my spell work, stopped doing spells, and just didn't mess with it. So fast forward here to about 3 years ago, still living in Oregon, still doing the events, still meeting more metaphysical people, more spiritual people, different realms, you know, tarot readers, psychics, mediums, witches, they call them santeros, the Santeria people, all different kinds of people from all different kinds of walks of life. Ended up meeting somebody that was heavy into witchcraft. The way this person described their belief system was that it was a religion to them. It wasn't Wicca and it wasn't like white magic and things like that. It was the actual religion of witchcraft. I found it intriguing. It seemed like this person really knew what they were talking about and felt a deep connection toward it and wanted to spread the word that, you know, witchcraft wasn't hokey here. ended up aligning myself with this person. And right off, Jay didn't like this person. Jay didn't like their energy. My good friend that was living with us at the time, the one that passed away, didn't like his energy either. I knew there was something a little bit off with it when it came to this person. Not in a bad way. I'm not shitting on this person at all. But just it just wasn't for me. But I was intrigued. I knew that I wanted to get more. I as Chris, not psychic Chris, but just as regular Chris, wanted to get in touch with that side of it and see, you know, everyone claims to be a witch. Everyone claims to be able to do ritualistic magic and do witchcraft here. This is the good majority of them are women. So to hear a man come across and talk about shit like this, I was like, okay, definitely intrigued. Started diving into it. He did a couple of ritualistic type things in my presence. I didn't see any harm in it. It was just more of like, again, attracting good energy there. Nothing too personal, not asking for, you know, a 9-inch cock or, you know, an angel to fall from heaven and fuck me right there. You know, nothing like that. It was just more like, how can I be more attractive or how can I attract opportunity towards me? Did a quick spell with that. Ended up taking him to my place that I go and that I used to meditate at in Oregon. It was a beautiful, beautiful place. The energy over there was just amazing. It was my go-to to decompress, to meditate, to cry, to just kind of release there. And I wanted to share that with him to see what he got. Got up to the property there, and I'm not going to lie, you guys, and again, it sounds, no disrespect to this person, but I just felt like he wasn't welcome. That's the impression that I got when I got up there, and I kind of felt like I was bringing a gangster home, like a cholo home, to dinner to meet my parents, like that type of mentality, like, this is just something off here. So we go inside there, and I'm meditating, and I'm feeling more and more antsy, like I want to leave, something's off there. We ended up leaving. I ended up coming home and just feeling like a little bit guilty. So I told my guides, you know, I'm sorry if I disrespected the land by bringing that person up there. Maybe it wasn't my place to invite them. They had said, well, why don't you go back? There's a lesson to be learned there as well. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. And I know it sounds weird here, but just follow along real fast. I ended up going there, ended up going to my spot to pray, meditate. And I, you know, asked for forgiveness, saying that, you know, I'm sorry that I brought the, you know, this type of person, this type of energy here. I just was excited to show off where I go to for my go-to place here and, kept feeling like somebody was standing behind me. So I looked back, nothing was there. Continued to keep praying, with my eyes closed and just really getting into it. Felt that presence again, and I didn't want to look behind me. I wanted to get a glimpse of it out of the corner of my eye, and I could see somebody standing there wearing all black. It seemed like there was a hood on their head, standing behind me again. Closed my eyes and said, okay, if you come back again, I'm going to get up to see what it is that you want. Continued praying, felt that energy again, looked out of the corner of my eye and saw that it was closer to me. I said, fuck it, I'm up. Got up, and I was like, what is it that you want? Show me what you're trying to tell me. I started walking. They were guiding me towards these two statues that were up against the window there. I was looking at them. One was of a man and one was a woman, just like clockwork. The guy that was on duty to clean the janitor was walking upstairs. I had caught his attention. I was like, hey, who are these statues up here? Who are these two people? And he goes, oh, the ones that you're looking at right now? I said, yeah. He goes, that's Saint Benedict and that's his sister. And that's the name of the church, Saint Benedict here. That's him. That's the saint. And I was like, oh, really? And he was like, yeah. The janitor left as quickly as he came. I started to zone out, and the way that they carve these statues are so fucking realistic. I mean, like, the eyeballs look like they're looking right back at you. They're very deep. They're very intense. I started to zone out and started to look inside the eyes of the statue, and I started getting hits. Again, call me crazy. Believe what you want here. I'm not making this shit up. I started getting hits about the person that I brought in that energy there, and about they're saying that is no longer for me, that I'm on a different level when it comes to that. Yes, I know that I can do that there, but it's not who I am. That chapter's closed. Don't go back to there. Don't open. There's nothing there for you. Stop being intrigued by it. It's only going to lead you back to where you were before. Do you want that? I said, no. Right when they said that, I shit you not, or when he said that, I felt a tap on my forehead, and I kind of was pushed back a little bit, like, there, now go. Looked at him, lit a candle right there, put it right next to his feet, and walked out. When I walked out, again, you guys are gonna think I'm crazy, I smelt flowers, like perfume, like very, very heavy, the heavy smell of floral flowers. And I was walking towards my car. I was like, who are you? Like, who are you? Like, what was the purpose of you coming here? Saint Benedict, who are you? And he said, look me up. Get in the car. Didn't wait to get home. I Googled Saint Benedict there. And lo and behold, he is the patron saint against witchcraft. I shit you not, that's one of the first things that come up there. I felt like it was protection. For those of you that question whether or not God would like for me to have this ability, whether or not I'm going to hell because I have this ability, because I'm a heretic, or whatever the case may be, if that was the case, why would he come to warn me and protect me? He is not the only saint. Yes, I was raised Catholic, but never went to church, never made my first Holy Communion. The only thing I had done was being baptized, but didn't really go to church. That was our religion, but never was a churchgoer. I had another saint, and Heather could attest to this, come to visit me when I was at the very, very beginning of making this a career here. I was still living in my first house in Oregon. I had had this dream of this older guy walking with me, holding my hand, telling me about who he is and who and his ability and how strong my ability is, and kind of, you know, just walking along the side of me. Just, it felt good. The energy was really good. And I asked, "Who are you? What's your name?" And he said, "My name is Pio, Padre Pio." And I was like, "Padre Pio." And he kept telling me to repeat the name. He said, "Say it again." I said, "Padre Pio." I said, "Say it again. Say it again." He had me say it all the way until I woke up. I immediately, it must have been like maybe 7 or 8 in the morning, I immediately texted Heather and I was like, "Are you awake?" And she responded back, "Yes." And I was like, "Do you know who a Padre Pio is?" And she was like, "Yeah, the saint." And I was like, "Yeah, is there really a saint named Padre Pio?" And she said, "Yeah." She goes, "You know that the bag of medallions that I gave you?" And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, there is a Padre Pio medallion in that little bag there. I got that specifically for you. I said, "Do you know what he's a saint for?" And she goes, "I think for like healing." I said, "He's actually a psychic saint. He was clairvoyant and was able to predict things." And she goes, "No way." She's like, "How did you know that?" I said, "He came to visit me in a dream and tell me all about him." So again, for those of you that think that, you know, I'm going to hell, or like, you know, or question, you know, whether or not psychics are the devil, I am so protected and so blessed when it comes to it. There, things like this come into my life all the time that let me know, you're veering off to a bad path here. Stay on course. Go this way. So for those of you that think I'm evil, or that think that it's coming from evil spot here, nope. It's not how it works with me. At least with me. I cannot speak on other people there and what their intentions are and what it is that they choose to do with their abilities there, if they have any. But mine don't fuck around. I do not get down like that. So yeah, that is witchcraft to me. Those are a couple of my stories. I guess to sum it all up, when it comes to witchcraft here, yes, I'm a believer in it. Yes, I did practice it. Yes, I do believe it has power here. Can anybody do it? Absolutely not. A good majority of people that are doing it now is people that have watched The Craft one too many times, Sabrina the Teenage Witch one too many times, you know, Charmed, these types of people here. It's all hokey. It's all a gimmick. You know, they're all with their Book of Shadows and, like, you know, they're fluffed up ritualistic type things that they're doing here. I'm going to call bullshit on that there. The reason why I'm going to call bullshit on that there, it's just to fit in. It's just to make yourself look unique or to intimidate people. The reason why I know this is because, again, I've worked these events. I've done it myself. I've seen this go hand in hand here. There's a lot of these people that want to be witches so bad or possess that type of ability that never, ever will. But practice so hard to do it there and really believe they have some sort of talent that they're willing to scare people with it. And again, going back to these events, again, there's all kinds of catty shit going on. This practitioner isn't like this person. This one isn't like this person over here. This one's a witch. This one's a psychic, blah, blah, blah. So I met a couple of women at these events here. And one of them had warned me about these three supposed witches that hung out with each other. They were so powerful, and so people go to them for ritualistic work and all this other bullshit. I looked at them and I called bullshit on each and every one of them. I could smell pussy a mile away. There was nothing about them that was powerful. There was nothing intriguing about them. There was nothing, I mean, maybe they watched Fantasia. That's what it looked like. Fantasia. One too many fucking times here. It just was very, very hokey to me. But my friend believed it. She was so worried that these women were going to hear her and they were going to put some sort of spell on her. She was like, "Stop saying that stuff or whatever. I don't want anything bad happening to me. Blah, blah, blah." 2 days later, I get a phone call from my friend. And she's like, "Oh my God, I think that they heard us talking and I think they put something on me." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And she was like, "Those girls, they heard us talking shit. And I feel like they did something. My hits aren't coming on as strong as they used to. I just feel like in a daze and in a fog here, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, I told you, there's nothing that they can do to you that's going to affect you. They don't possess that type of power or ability. Like if you really want me to dip into my bag of tricks and show you what magic is, I could fucking do that for you. But let me tell you, there's nothing about these women here that's powerful at all. She was like, I feel it, blah, blah, blah. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I wanted to prove a point. I said, okay, well, let me call my friend in New York, who's this huge witch doctor and who deals with this shit all the time. Let me see if they can do something for you. She said, oh my God, thank you so much. Hung up with her, waited for about 3 hours, gave her a call back and told her, you should be feeling better in a couple hours. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, my friend decided to take you on last minute and reverse the spell that these women put on you. So you should start feeling better within 3 hours. 3 hours rolls by. And just like clockwork, I get a fucking phone call. And she's like, oh my God, Chris, I cannot thank you enough. That whatever it was that your friend did, the spell worked. I feel so much better here. I feel so much lighter. I feel like whatever was directed my way had fallen off here. It's just an amazing feeling. Didn't tell her what it was that I did. Didn't feel the need to there. Just, that's the power of mind there. That is exactly what those supposed witches want you to believe there, is that they want to mentally manipulate you, mentally fuck you, and get you to think that way there. It's all the power of the mind. There's nothing witchcraft about it. There's nothing magical about it. Nothing. It's just the power of the mind. And to a weaker-minded person, that could really get into their head and really fuck with them. But yeah, I know a lot of witches or a lot of supposed witches out there. Again, it's not my place to call bullshit on them or to make them feel bad for stuff. But again, a good majority of it is just superstition. It is smoke and mirrors, not really doing anything, very superficial, you know, things like that. It's very much what you see, you know, what you would see on a movie there. Just that type of energy work there, that type of mentality there, not really real. For those of you that do practice witchcraft out there and that are real witches, I would love to hear from you and have you on the show to talk about it. Again, I want to hear your version of it. I want to see what you think about my thought process when it comes to that and see if you agree with it. Again, I'm talking about 100%, I'm going to stay away from the word witch, 100% ritualistic magic workers, people that practice magic on a daily basis and have the ability to create, conjure up, and do real magic. Again, it sounds like I'm gassing myself up here and saying I'm the best person around. I have the ability to do it. It's been proven. I know that I can. Will I do it again? Probably not. Not even for myself, because I really do believe that what goes around comes around. One last story about witchcraft, and then I'm going to jump on to something else here. I ended up, this was when I was about 19 or 20, right before I had my daughter. I was at the Psychic Eye bookshop, and I was just browsing around, just looking for my stuff, and I heard somebody crying in one of the aisles. And so I walked over there, and it was a woman. She must have been like 25, 26. She was bawling, looking at this book, just crying hysterically. And I had walked over, me being Chris, and I was like, hey, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? And she was like, you know, do you know anything about this stuff? Do you believe in it? I said, yes, 100%. What is wrong? That's when my psychic ability tapped, and I said, wait a minute. Somebody put something on you. They put a spell on you. I said, this is your boyfriend. And she's like, it's my ex-boyfriend. And I said, oh, he did something to you. I said, but he didn't do it. He had somebody else put it on you. I said, you're having dreams about him. She's like, he's raping me in my dreams. He's harassing me in my dreams. I feel violent. He will not leave me alone. This was probably one of the most hardcore ones that I've done there. And again, I don't blame myself. I blame the person for doing it. Karma's a motherfucker. What goes around comes around times fucking 10 when you mess with that shit. I gave her a quick reversal spell. I'm not going to tell you what I said, but I gave her a reversal spell to do on this person. Told her that she needed to believe in it and she needed to do exactly what I said. And I wanted to hear back from her by the end of the night here to see how she feels. She ended up doing it. She said that she felt 100% better. This time I was not lying to her. I really did feel the negativity and the energy of this person. I could feel like he was tapping in, wanting me to stay away from her. There was just some sort of like presence about her that was very restrictive to other people. I don't know how else to explain it, but she ended up calling me. She told me that she did the spell and that she was gonna, that she felt good and that she felt like she was actually going to be able to rest tonight. She called me 2 days later and told me that he ended up having a really bad car accident on the 5 and his car flipped over and he was in the hospital. He did not die, but he had a bad accident and he ended up having like this epiphany, I guess, afterward, and wanted to change his life around, and had apologized to her and told her that he would never ever contact her again, that he would leave her alone for the rest of her life. And she was thanking me. I told her, nope, that was all you. There was just something about your presence that spoke to me there. And for whatever reason, it was divine timing. I was there, you were there. It had to have been you and I, and we had to work together to do this, but you take the credit for it. This is all you. Go on about your life. Go live happy. Go do you. That's my last story on spells there. If you guys want more, let me know. Again, I want more witches. I want to hear your side of it. Not to do spell work here, but just to talk about your experience as being a witch and what your belief system is, and maybe give me some examples on how you get down when it comes to your magic. I don't want to do it with you, but I just want to see it. So yeah, shout out to my real witches out there, to my real ritualistic magic fuckers out there that are creating things. Another form of magic, just like Bruna and Nikki. Yes, Bruna again, mentioned on this episode, manifestation is huge spell work that's very ritualistic. That is the power of the mind there. So Bruna, Nikki, you guys are fucking doing spells like mad out there. So keep doing you guys here. Rub some of that shit off on me here. I want to manifest bigger and better things, which I already am here. Just would love some of that Bruna and Nikki energy. But yeah, witches out there, hit me up. Let me know what's going on. I know a couple of you guys on Instagram that I'm following that I practically talk to on a weekly basis here. Love you both. One of them is from Oregon. I don't know if you want me to expose you, so I'm not, but one of them's from Oregon. Her and I click, love her energy. We're always talking shit. So I'd love to have you on the show. So let's see. Here's another story. This episode is, I know it sounds like I'm just talking a mile a minute here, but again, I love these solo episodes. They give me the opportunity to speak on stuff that is very personal in my own experience here. So let's keep going. I want to talk about the demon. I mentioned this on other podcasts before. I mentioned this maybe on our first episode, but I want to get into a little bit more about it. It's not evil when I talk about the demon. The reason I know that is because it goes hand in hand with my guides. My demon is something that I have to suppress on a daily basis. I always joke around and tell people that if I didn't spend so much time trying to suppress this fucker and had more time to concentrate on my abilities, I'd be unstoppable. But that part of me, I have to suppress her. That demon, again, goes hand in hand with my guides. Helped me out a lot as I was growing up. He was the one that gave me the courage to stand up. He was the one that taught me about manipulation and how to use my abilities to manipulate people to save my ass, pretty much. I mean, it saved me so many ass whoopings from getting jumped, from getting beat, to be able to manipulate people into doing something that they wouldn't normally do. I was very, very good at it, even when it came to adults. I mean, I was playing them like guitars left and right growing up there. As I started to get older, my demon really started to dig the energy of other people and wanted me to interact, just like with ritualistic magic and all that stuff there, interact with different people that can bring part of that, bring him out and me have a better understanding of who he is. My dad's demon is one demon that my demon loves to be around, but only for a certain amount of time there. It's just the energy there is very, very strong between him and I. We just mesh very well. Yes, maybe because I am my dad's child, but it just really connects the two of us together. And I know saying that a demon connects two people together is really crazy here. But again, when I talk about demon, I'm not talking about the horns there. I can't think of another word to call it. You know, he's that little fucker that sits at the pit of your stomach, like he's laying on a hammock with his hands behind his head, legs up, relaxed, and just waiting for somebody to pass by that he can jump onto. But again, going right back to my dad, the energy between him and I when it comes to the demons is very strong. It's very powerful. I'll give you one example. When I ended up moving back to my dad's, I was still with my boyfriend, the one that I was telling you about that we were in bed when that monster came in the room and was fucking with the carpet. I ended up moving back to Washington State with my dad and took my boyfriend with me. And the very first day that I get there, my dad's like, we got to go take care of something. And I just knew that it was going to be one of my dad's usual fucking tricks here and that we were going to probably do something bad. So we ended up getting to where we were going to be at. And yes, it was bad. I won't get into the specifics. I'll let him do that when he's on the show. But we ended up taking off very fast in two different cars. And I was in a Corvette that I did not know how to drive. It was stick shift. I know how to drive stick, but this stick shift was different than any other stick that I drove. And I remember just driving that fucker in first gear, like for like minutes looking for my dad because I couldn't find him. Now, mind you, again, this is the first day back into Washington. We were in the forest, didn't know where the fuck we were at, didn't know. I mean, he lived in a small town when we lived out there, so everything looked the same. Everything looked bunched up together. It was nothing but fucking trees. Could not find my dad. My boyfriend's like, what the fuck are we going to do? I'm like, I don't know. Shut up. Let me think. In the middle of the road, I stopped the Corvette and just sat there, and I was like, where are you? Where are you? Dad, where are you? And I heard him say, I'm over here. Go down the street and make a left and then make a quick right. And I was like, I know where he's at. And my boyfriend's like, what? I'm all, shut up. I know where he's at. He's down this way. He led me to him. The very first thing he says when he gets in the car is, oh my God, I was calling for you and I was hoping that you were hearing me. I kept telling you where I was at. I said, I heard you loud and clear. Call it psychic ability between one another here, but during that time, again, when I talk about the demon, we were doing some shady shit there. I was tapped into him that way here. That's how we got a hold of each other. That energy is really strong. Just to tie in some other stories when it comes to the demon there, great for sex, great for giving me the courage to think outside the box when it comes to landing dick or being able to put myself out there and come across a lot more sexual than I normally would. There's just something about my demon that loves to be sexy, loves to be seductive, loves to toy with the male mind. Again, I'm like, how am I going to land this guy? Like, he is way too fucking hot. And my demon would talk to me and say, what is it that a man loves the most? Who does a man love the most? Who's their number one woman? And I was like, Mom. And they were like, yeah. And a guy's looking for that comfort, for that nurturing type of feeling, to be taken care of and to be wanted and welcomed, to kind of be babied there. So for the longest time, I would play on the emotions of men that way and tap into their side that was being ignored, the nurturing side, the oh, come here, baby, let me love you, that type of energy there. So that's how my demon and I used to work hand in hand. That's how I would land dick. I mean, there's obviously a lot more to it there. Yes, looks are everything. You guys have seen me. I'm not a 10 by any means, but when I tell you I was hooking in dick that was above my fucking pay grade, I was hooking in dick that was above my fucking pay grade. I mean, it was to the point where I was like, I can't fucking believe I'm doing this. But yeah, that is my demon. I've got so many more stories when it comes to, but it is not negative in any way. Some people's demons are a lot stronger than others. Some people actually let their demon come out and play and maybe play out for too long, which gets them into fucking trouble there. Let me give a good example of whose demon I like to mess with. I like Marissa Mendez's demon. And she may be like, I don't have a demon. Girl, there's something about you that just makes me feel like I want to do anything and everything when I'm around you. It's just very contagious, but it's very also sexy and seductive and sexual. There's just, it's very, very powerful. Let me see, who's a male that I like to mess with their demon? God, I can't think of any good men here. I like to fuck with my dad when it comes to his. I like to play on his insecurities and tap into that way and make fun of him. He hates it because I go in for the kill and I really get in there. But again, that's the demon talk. I'll have more stories for that and how that comes out into play. But never ever mistake the fact that you do have a demon in there. Again, some are more stronger than others. Learn what yours wants and learn to live with it. Instead of being afraid of it or feeling like there's something wrong there, figure out what it wants and how you can suppress it. That fucker is going to be with you forever. So get to know him. I hope that doesn't sound crazy, and I hope it doesn't sound like I'm fucking completely psycho here. But yeah, I wanted to spend the episode talking about, yeah, ritualistic magic, my demon. So many people are wanting me to talk on it. I also want to do an episode on tarot. I didn't mention this before on Heather's episode, but Heather is fucking phenomenal when it comes to tarot. That is something that I don't get involved in. To me, it's kind of like a Ouija board, but not that heavy. It's too much bullshit. It's too much to fucking learn. It's too much with the upside down this and, you know, what these specific cards mean. I'd rather leave it to a professional that knows what they're doing. Heather is a professional. She incorporates what she's learned about tarot, traditional tarot, but incorporates her ability, you know, reading signs and symbols. So her readings are a lot different than it would be than somebody that practices tarot on, you know, the book method of it. She's completely different, and I love her readings. Do I believe in it? Yeah, I've yet to call bullshit on anything that she's told me. It's my go-to sometimes when I can't read myself and I want a quick answer. You know, give me a boost of confidence here. I've Instagrammed some of my my little tarot spreads that I've done before here. Again, it's just something I like to mess with every now and then. But for those of you that are huge tarot readers, I don't know if you call it tarot. I call it tarot. Get your fucking asses on here. Blow people's minds away. Let's see what you can do. I definitely want to get an event together. Not anything hokey. I want to put an event together where we have people from different realms. I want my psychics, I want my mediums, I want my witches, I want my tarot readers, I want my signs and symbol people, I want my animal people. I want to do something like that in the future where we're bringing these types of energies under one tent and blowing people's minds in a very realistic, down-to-earth way. No fucking love and light gimmicks here. Nothing superficial, nothing pink and bedazzled here. No fucking craft memorabilia or fucking Sabrina the Teenage Witch or fucking, you know, charm type of bullshit. Real people doing real things. So if you guys are interested and you possess this type of ability, hit me up. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what it is that you can do and how you'd like to contribute and help out. I want to make it a night. I want to mix things up here. I want both men and women to come here, preferably single men, single women here, make some sort of a connection. But most of all, just make a connection with everybody in the room. That's something that I plan on doing in the immediate future. So look out for that shit. Let's see what else. What else do I want to go over here? So as we're getting closer to Halloween, next episode, I plan on doing another solo episode, hopefully, but I'm not sure yet. And I want to cover ghosts here. I tried getting my dad on air. I put a little excerpt of our horrible phone conversation that we had trying to record over the phone. Didn't work out so well. Again, his laugh is fucking crazy. You guys heard it. But he's going to talk about some really, really scary fucking ghost stories here. His stories will fucking blow your mind. I got a few of my own here. I don't know if you guys have heard the knocker. For those of you guys that know what I'm talking about, he's the one that comes knocking on your walls or your front door 3 different times in the middle of the night. I heard that fucker last night too. I heard somebody knocking on the front door. I could have sworn somebody opened it. I got up, nobody was there. But yeah, we'll save the knocker for next episode. Keep that in mind, the knocker, you guys. I think I'm going to leave it at this right now. I think this is a pretty good solo episode here. Covered everything that I wanted to cover. Again, tarot readers, my real ritualistic magic workers out there, witches, santeros, whatever the fuck it is that you do here, hit me up. Anybody that's into the occult, I mean, no heavy goth shit, no made for TV looks here. I'm talking about real fucking people here. If you wear all black like I do, and you have heavy black eyeliner on, I want that to really be you, not your gimmick here. So I'm talking to those people that are really involved in that shit, that really want to do it. Hit me up and let me know what you're all about here. Again, I'm planning on putting together an event, just a selected few practitioners with a selected few guests here, just mingling, fucking getting insight, really, really doing us and doing them. Hit me up. Let me know if you guys are available. Email me, askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, if you're a practicing witchcraft person, witch, ritualistic magic, tarot, psychic, medium, Reiki healing, sign symbols person, whatever. Hit me up and let me know what your ability is here. I don't want to say I'm interviewing, but I'd like to hear what it is that you can do, what you can bring to the table. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up for a reading, chrismedina.guide. Again, that's chrismedina.guide. Hit me up for a reading. Let's get a half an hour reading in. Let's see what you're all about. Let's see what I'm all about here. Let's tap into some shit. Feel free to look at me on social media, figure me out, and get a good glimpse of my life at Psychic Chris M. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Psychic Chris M. Until next time, you guys, keep it sexy, keep it strange, keep it dark, keep it magical, keep it in your head. Chris Medina, signing off.